Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You're listening to DraftKings Network.
If you like to make your NFL games a little bit more interesting, you've come to the right place. It's the Even Money Podcast with Ross Tucker and Steve Fezzik.
Yeah, Vegas, baby, Vegas. It is the Even Money Podcast. We, of course, are presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. I'm Ross Tucker, the former NFL offensive lineman, five teams over 7 years. Now I got a bunch of media gigs. This past weekend, what did I do? I did Georgia Vanderbilt on television for CBS, then the Eagles pregame show on radio Sunday, then Sunday Night Football, Bills Giants, which ended up being a very entertaining game. We had some typical NFL debacle, end of half, end of game coaching situations. Got a boatload of podcasts. They're all like 25, 26 minutes or less, getting you guys exactly what you need. The Ross Tucker Football Podcast is daily, so it just keeps you up to date on what's going on in the NFL. Fantasy Feast Podcast, people love. Joe Dolan's the number one ranked fantasy football analyst out there. People love the College Draft Podcast. Emery's been fantastic. Programming note, I screwed up on the grades. We don't have Sean Grady, who does our grading for the Even Money. We don't have someone doing our grades for College Draft, and I noted it down. One of the ones, I thought Emery said Notre Dame, he said USC. I thought Washington won, it was a push. So anyway, College Draft was a debacle. My grades this week will be better. Next week, we'll put a better process in place. I apologize for that one. The good news is we are on fire on this show. On fire. And by we, I mean not only me, I mean the star of the show. Nobody understands sports betting and the numbers better than my guy, Steve Fezzik, at Fezzik Sports and only at Fezzik Sports on social media. How are you, Steve?
I am excellent, Ross. I have my brand new shirt I'm wearing, my Running Man shirt with Whitman, Price, and Haddad, last season's winners, on it. And I just found out my co-host here, Ross, has never seen that movie, which is like a top 10 movie of all time, The Running Man. You loser, Ross. You loser.
I've never even heard of The Running Man.
The Running Man.
It can't be that good if I've never heard of it.
Oh, it is spectacular.
You know what else is spectacular? Wheeling teasers. I love me some Wheeling teasers. Steve, I went 10 for 10 Wheeling this teasers. 10 for 10, 20 units. For the week, I was up 15 units. And the Patriots, some other teams, screwed me from being better. For the week, you are up 8 units. So that now puts us, for the season, you're up 8.5 units. I'm up 6 units. I'm back in the black, baby. In 2 weeks, Steve, I went from down 19 units to back in the black.
And the reason Ross is so happy is that this show, I will go on record saying we have won more units, we have more winners than losers than any show out there. And a big reason is we're not content providers. People get mad. They're like, why aren't there more picks? Because it's hard to win in the NFL. And one of the best advantaged plays is playing long teasers. I'm friends with John Ferguson. Who is John Ferguson? He is Stanford Wong. Noted blackjack author, sports betting author. Read his book, Sharp Sports Betting, and he'll explain why long teasers are the only teasers that you should be betting. Movement through the 3 and the 7, and we've been enormously profitable playing just those teasers.
Unbelievable, Steve. Unbelievable. I mean, I couldn't be happier right now with the way the teasers have gone the last couple weeks. Let's recap last week. We always do to keep ourselves honest. Broncos, Chiefs. The Chiefs were laying 10.5. We had no bet on it. I leaned Broncos. and the Chiefs covered by half a point. Ravens, Titans. I thought it would be a field goal game. I put one unit on the Titans. Steve, you lean to the Ravens. Titans lose by 8 at 24-16. I lost a unit there. Niners, Browns. I leaned to the Niners. You were way ahead of this one, Steve. Two units on the under 39, which was already such a low number. I thought you were crazy. You were right about the weather. It was a low-scoring game. Two units for you with the under on Niners, Browns. Dolphins, Panthers. I leaned Dolphins. So did you. They covered easily. Colts, Jags. This was my worst bet of the week. I took the Colts getting 4 points. I thought there'd be issues for the Jags coming back from London. There was none, Steve. They destroyed the Colts 37-20. So much for the distraction of coming back from London after a full week plus over there.
You know, when you lose by 17, I hate to say I disagree, but I disagree. It's all turnovers, plus 3 in turnovers. Jacksonville only got 233 yards at 3.8 putrid yards per play. So phony final was much closer than the final score indicated.
Interesting. Okay. I appreciate that. I guess that makes me feel a little bit better. What about Seahawks, Bengals? This started some of our teasers. I had Seahawks in a teaser leg along with the Bears, the Commanders, the Texans, and the Chargers. Those were my 5 teaser legs. Seahawks are one of them. They were getting 2.5. I took them up to 8.5. They really probably should have won the game. You leaned Bengals, Steve, and that worked out for you. But speaking of stats, the Seahawks dominated that game.
Yeah, Seattle had 100-plus more yards than the Bengals. Burrow was held in check, and Seattle just couldn't get it into the end zone on their last 2 drives.
Vikings against the Bears. As mentioned, I took the Bears up to 8.5 as one of my teaser legs. You liked the under 46, Steve. Another great bet by you. Ended up being 32. You were good on your 2 unders last week.
Yeah, way ahead of the weather, got good forecasts and got ahead of it. And that's one thing we love. We do this show on Tuesday morning. We tape it early in the morning. We used to do it Wednesday. And by popular demand, we moved it back a day because so often Ross and I would be like, well, yesterday we really liked that under 46 on the Vikings, but now it's 43.5. So we have to just lean under. Well, now we didn't have to lean under. We went ahead and got it in good with the under. Yes.
And that's and the key there is getting the weather report first thing Tuesday morning.
Yeah, although I will say earlier and earlier, these lines are moving. There's been plenty of lines that have been moving Monday morning. I'll look at college. It's probably going to rain in the Connecticut game, and that game's already free falling downward. By the way, I do like that under 53 current number.
Saints, Texans. You didn't have anything on it. I had the Texans as one of my teaser legs up to 7.5. They win the game outright. Commanders, Falcons. I had the Commanders up to 8.5 on a teaser leg. They win the game outright. We went head-to-head, Steve. Raiders, Patriots. I had the Patriots getting 3. I cannot believe the series of plays that led to that safety. Are you kidding me, Steve? They're down by 2. They have a drop, a penalty, and then Mac Jones takes a safety. That was a bad beat. You got 2 units. That was not the right bet. You should say you're sorry to me.
No, I outgained it by 100 yards. I had this one the whole way. Easy winner. Shocked that it came down to that last play.
Unbelievable. 2 units for Steve. I lose 1 there. Eagles, Jets, I had nothing. You took the Jets, 2 units, Steve, getting 7. They win the game outright. Now, that was a turnover fat. Plus 4 were the Jets on turnovers.
Phony final. Jets should have lost by 7. I was catching 7. I should have pushed, and I won outright.
Lions, Bucks, we had nothing. Cardinals, Rams, I put a unit on the Cardinals. I'm kind of done with them. I mean, they were hanging tough. I think they were winning at halftime, and they allowed themselves to get run over in the second half, 26-9. You took the over 48, was not even close, Steve.
It kind of feels like after Arizona did really well for a month, like a memo circulated, right? That's like, guys, we're building for the future. We want a nice draft pick. What are we doing? Because they have not been good, the last 2 weeks, not competitive against the Bengals. And in this game, I think we got to reevaluate how those first 4 weeks for Arizona may be aberration.
Oh, I'm reevaluating for sure. Giants, Bills, we had nothing. Cowboys, Chargers, we both took the Chargers up to +8 in a teaser leg. I had them paired with everybody and everything. You had them paired with the Texans. That was a best bet that came through for us. So again, for the week, I was up 15 units. Steve was up 8 units. For the year, I'm up 6 units. Steve's up 8.5. For our best bets, we were 1-0, which puts us at 8 wins, 11 losses, 1 push this year. Before we push forward to this week, Steve, I just want to make sure everybody knows, if you're going to tailgate, and I'm going to be tailgating, I might stop by the Ohio U tailgate Saturday morning. Somebody DM'd me and said he has a tailgate. I'll be there, bro. Hopefully you got your meats from Omaha Steaks, because they've got these tender, juicy, extra age steaks, like the butcher's cut filet mignons. And if you go to omahasteaks.com today and use code EVEN at checkout, you get an extra $30 off your order. Plus, they got all kinds of desserts and sides. All of them are 50% off during the semi-annual sale. Every bite backed by their 100% unconditional guarantee. Ohio University. I got Western Michigan, Ohio on Saturday, Steve. CBS Sports Network. I'm probably stopping by the tailgate. Go to omahasteaks.com. Shop all your delicious favorites for half the price. Do not forget to enter promo code EVEN at checkout for an extra $30 off. Hurry, because this sale is only for a limited time. Minimum purchase may apply.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You know, Southern Ohio is underrated. I've been to Athens, Ohio. Very hilly. So the whole Cincinnati and Athens, Ohio, very, very cool college town. You'll enjoy it. And you get some exercise walking up and down those hills, Ross.
I love it. I'm looking forward. I love going to new colleges I haven't been to before. All right, Steve, let's move forward. Here we are now, week number 7 in the NFL. We got a lot of injury issues to sort through here on a Tuesday morning, Steve. It makes it tough. We also have a lot of three-point spreads. Okay, so the Jags are getting 3 in New Orleans, and I believe that is as a result of the uncertainty related to Trevor Lawrence's knee, Steve. Unless I have good information, I've been burned too many times, especially since it's only a Thursday night game. I am staying away. The total's 39.
So I'm going to play under for a unit. The Saints have now gone under, I believe. It's 11 or 12 consecutive games. It truly is a remarkable streak. And now with Lawrence likely not playing, this line says Lawrence is out, because with C.J. Beathard, I believe, I would make this line 3, 4-point downgrade. So I would have had Jacksonville -1. Now the Saints are laying 3, so the market's saying no Lawrence. So I would wait, and when Lawrence is ruled out and this line blinks up to 4, then I would take Jacksonville +4 with their backup quarterback. But the under, one unit under the 39.
I'm going 2 units. Saints defense is good, and I agree. I think they're going to play it safe with Lawrence's knee. He's never had an issue before. 2 units on the under 39. That's a best bet to kick things off.
The best bet.
Now we move on to the Lions They're getting 3 points in Baltimore on Sunday. The total's 42.
So I have the Lions, the better team, and by a couple points. So this line just doesn't make sense. The injury report looks lousy for Detroit. So I want to be cautious because of that, and there's plenty of sharp money backing Baltimore because of that. Just a lean, though, to Detroit.
I'm going to lean to Detroit as well. Talk about the math real quick, Steve, when people say, because a lot of times you would say or I would say, well, if it was 3.5, I would take Detroit. And we get emails from people saying, well, then why don't you take them at +3? Because that all that happens then is that you push.
So let's assume 3 is indeed the correct line on this game. So if you bet -3 or +3, you will go, if you bet it 100 times, you'll go 45, 45, and 10. You'll push approximately 10% of the time. So think about that. If you can capture that 10% of the time that you push, if you lay 2.5, you're going to go 55 and 45. The Bucks is a good bet. You bring it all the way up to +3.5. Looky here. Now you're going 55 and 45 backing Detroit +3.5. It's all what's called a PDF, a probability distribution function. Warning, math, more math, but you capture that 10%. It's so valuable.
Very valuable. I'm with you on the lean. What about the Bills laying 9 in New England, totals 41.5?
Wow. So sometimes the best bets are the most difficult ones to make. And it's difficult to bet on New England off the back-to-back horrible performances and then just giving away the cover at the end. But Josh Allen, he got banged around. He's not healthy. The Bills are injured. I'm going to use a little caution here. Just one unit. I'm going to take the Patriots +9.
I can't do it. I just can't do it. I've watched them too much. They don't look like a well-coached team. They're not playing well. I think Josh Allen will play in the game. And I think the Bills probably win by double digits. What about the Browns? Right now, they're laying 2 on the road in Indy against the Colts. Totals 39.
Well, here comes the Ross Tucker teaser world because this is going to be a close game. I don't know who's going to win. I don't care. Similar to the Chargers. Look at that Charger teaser. Okay, got a little dicey at the end. But the bottom line, who wants to gamble? I don't want to gamble at +2. You're gambling if you play the Chargers +2. I had a conversation last night with someone, and I'm like, who is betting the Chargers from +2 down to +1? Every single pro I know teases +2s. We never bet +2s. So we're going to do it here. We'll do a 2-team teaser. We'll take the Colts from 2 up to 8, and we'll pair them up with the we'll take the New York Giants from 2 up to 8, 2 units.
Yeah, so I'm obviously teasing the Colts as well for all the reasons you just mentioned. And I know that this hot streak won't continue, Steve. And I know one of these teaser legs is going to lose, but I don't know which one. So I'm going with it, baby. I'm wheeling and dealing on the teasers again. I got 5 teaser legs I love. I'm wheeling and dealing on all of them. Colts up to +8. Giants up to +8. Falcons up to +8.5. Seahawks down to -2. And the Miami Dolphins up to +8. I am a wheeling and dealing Tux teasers fool, but it has been very profitable for your boy. The next game, Commanders-Giants, we both just talked about it. You're taking the Giants up to +8. I'm taking the Giants up to +8. Total's 39.5. Their defense looked really good. I don't know what they'll do with Daniel Jones, but Tyrod Taylor is a functioning NFL quarterback. Anything else on this one, Steve?
Here comes more math. Look out. So when you wheel 5 teasers, I won't even do the formula. That's going to be 10 combinations for Ross. So one thing I want to caution everyone, if you normally bet like 2 units per play, recognize that you're going to have 10 units in action on any one team. So you probably want to scale it back in your own betting and bet a little bit less than you normally would because the potential is there. You don't want to wake up and have 20% of your bankroll or 40% of your bankroll suddenly gone because you lose 3 teasers. Yes.
Falcons-Bucks. Falcons are getting 2.5. The total, again, man, we got a lot of totals in the 30s this week. Total's 38.5. And yes, I'm taking the Falcons up to 8.5. That's going to be a close game. Just like you said, Steve, that's a beautiful teaser leg.
Yeah, I am only going to lean. I'm perfectly fine if you want to use it. I'm not going to tease Atlanta because I think the line one could go to 3. And obviously everyone has heard about how much better Ritter is at home than on the road. So I just don't trust that he won't throw a pick six to screw us on our bet. But I'll lean with Atlanta teasers. But no play on the Atlanta teaser for me.
All right, the Raiders are in Chicago to take on the Bears. Total is a low 37.5. Justin Fields is doubtful. He's not playing in this game. So it's going to be the Raiders, but we don't know if Jimmy G will play in this game. I mean, this is an unknown starting quarterback game. And then for the Raiders, I think it's known for the Bears. I think it's that Tyson Bagent kid. And then for the Raiders, it could be Hoyer, it could be O'Connell. Do you look at this as an opportunity, Steve, or a stay away?
I'm going to stay away. I'm confident G isn't going to play. Remember, he got, you know, bent back like a pretzel a few weeks ago and got concussed. And then he wound up going to the hospital. He didn't go to the locker room. He went to the hospital last week. So dudes with that many injuries that are fragile, frankly, to begin with, Jimmy G just has to, like, take a week off and hang out with some good-looking friends that make movies. And we'll see what Hoyer can do. I'll lean under, but it's such a low number. And frankly, Hoyer was throwing deep when he was in last week. So just a lean to the under.
Yeah, I got nothing on that game. Too much uncertainty. What about the Steelers in L.A. to take on the Rams? Total, there's 43. And the Steelers are getting 3 points on the road.
You know, this is a power rating play on the Rams. But I'm just going to lean Rams because the Steelers have been so bad, and now off their bye week, I know the record's decent, but they've stolen games. I could see them bringing a max effort, and they will have the crowd. Pittsburgh travels well, and I don't know if the Rams are going to have any home field, and I do think that their quarterback's banged up. I'll still lean Rams, though.
Yeah, I'm gonna just lean to the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off the bye. 75% of that stadium will be Steelers fans. Steelers plus 3 is a lean for me. Arizona and Seattle. Arizona's getting 8 points. Total's 44.5. Seahawks are the better team. I teased them down to minus 2.
Yeah, I'll join you in a best bet here. I'll take Seattle and tease them, and I'll take them with Miami for 2 units. Solid Wong teasers. Frankly, I lean to both sides in those games. Anyways, I like it.
By the way, Steve, tonight, taking my daughters to their first ever Phillies game. Looking forward to it. Got the tickets on the Game Time app because the Game Time guarantee means you'll always get the best price. And you can actually see the seats on the Game Time app. You can see what the vantage point looks like. They're so excited. So am I. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app. Create an account. Use code MONEY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. So again, create an account, redeem code MONEY for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed. And yes, I will be drinking some Labatt Blue Lights tonight at the Phillies game. You bet your butt I will. Drink some Labatt Blue Lights while you watch football or you're in the stands watching baseball. Always enjoy responsibly beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Packers, Broncos, Steve. Packers are laying a point in Denver. Total's 44.5.
So I'm struggling with this one because my power ratings say Green Bay is an absolute take. Yet my eyes say when I watch Jordan Love that this is a team not to be trusted, especially on the road. And frankly, they stunk it up in Vegas with the home crowd advantage and couldn't get the win. But I want no part of Denver. And I want no part of a fractured locker room in Denver as well. It's a stay away.
I agree. I don't know what's going on there in that game. And I don't like games with only a 1 point spread like that. Chargers are in Kansas City to take on the Chiefs. Chiefs laying 5.5, totals 49.
You know, the Chargers oftentimes play the Chiefs close. I will say this, the Chiefs have had years of being high flying and they're perfectly happy just taking what the defense gives them. They're tight. Kelsey's banged up. There's not the weapons that Mahomes has had. I'm going to go under the 49 for a unit. I know it's scary to play these two teams under because we could have a 61-point game, but I think Kansas City has morphed into a much lower-scoring team. One unit under.
Yeah, I'm taking the Chargers getting the 5.5. Every game they play is the same game. Every game, whoever's losing has the ball down a field goal with 2 minutes left. It's unbelievable. Taking the Chargers, two units, plus the 5.5. Dolphins, Eagles. Eagles are laying 2. Sunday Night Football, totals 52. I am teasing the Miami Dolphins up to plus 8. I think this will be a good game. They're one of my teaser legs.
Yeah, I really wish Philly had won, so I'd be even more confident in Miami. But Miami's better than Philly, so I'm getting 2, and I'm getting the better team in what should be a shootout. I don't know who's going to win this, 28-24, and we'll tease Miami absolutely.
Finally, the Niners laying 6.5 on the road Monday night against the Vikings. Totals 43.5.
So the Niners have been incredible all year long. But if you watch that Cleveland game, that was a war. Just a war. Debo gets hurt. C-Mac is like, he looks like a stalker from The Running Man going up against Big Ben Richards, you know, with blood all over him by the end of the game. So the health of the Niners concerns me. I don't like Kirk Cousins in prime time. I got reasons to bet against both teams. I'll pass.
Yeah, health of the Niners concerns me as well. I am real close to pulling the trigger on laying the 6.5 with the Niners. I think they bounce back, but too many unknowns there. It'll just be a lean to me, leaning to the Niners minus 6.5. As a reminder, patreon.com/RTmedia. Become a Tuckhead if you want the Excel spreadsheet of all of our bets each week. Other than that, good luck, everybody. Hope you guys win some money.
Thanks for tuning in to Even Money. Make sure to also check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, Fantasy Feast, and College Draft, all on the DraftKings Network, YouTube, or subscribe to the podcast on your favorite platform.